Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, bringing you Big Issues, Big Guest. Pete Hegseth, I enjoy him on Fox and Friends. When he came to the gym recently over in Belmar, I'll ask him about that. But he's got a brand new book, and it ties in beautifully to his service and what he does on the air at Fox Nation and all that stuff. American Crusade, and he does drill down on that word crusade a lot in the opener. Our fight to stay free. Pete joins us here again in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pete, welcome back, and thanks for a great read. Appreciate it.
Dom, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first, before we get to the book, American Crusade, you were over at the gym in Belmar, I guess the first day when they opened up a week ago Monday, right?
Yes, I was. The day they opened back up, I was on the ground reporting all morning long for Fox and Friends, and it was impressive what they did, how they stood up, what they stood for, how they conducted themselves, and they've done it the entire way, and they're continuing to fight.
Yeah, well, Pete, I'm telling you, a day or so later, the police surrounded on all four corners, and we liked the local police, and they were pulling over patrons once they left the gym, like a mile or two down the road. It was unbelievable what this has turned into. I was glad that you chose to go there, or they chose you to go there. It was really, really the perfect person for this.
And you know what? It is what has transpired since has been both impressive with how Ian and Frank have managed, you know, what they're doing, but also the draconian ways in which Governor Murphy has continued to crack down on them. Not only were they taking names of patrons and then following them down the road to give them a citation, now they've not just padlocked the doors, they actually changed the locks on his own gym. So now he can't even go into his own gym because the locks have been changed. They're challenging this, of course, in court, and they did it on Friday night, so they had to wait through the long weekend. So this is not over, and the argument they're making that they can open as safely as any other business is on very strong ground. Thankfully, they're going to continue fighting, and the courts are going to have a say.
Absolutely. Now, the title of the book, why that choice, explicitly the word American Crusade? You know, people get nervous when they hear that. That's too provocative, Pete.
Yeah, that's too bad for them. You know, I mean, I chose it intentionally. And I love the fact that it invokes that kind of feeling from people who, because we are at the kind of moment, it's not an American debate or an American civics class or even an American election. We need a movement that's even bigger if we hope to recapture the educational systems in our culture. So, yeah, American Crusade, I describe it as a holy war in the righteous cause for human freedom. And we're in the middle of it, and we need people to be a part of it.
Well, and the lockdown shows that. You know, some people can't understand why we're divided over this. It's obvious why we're divided over this. It's because of the way that people on the side of the people like the gym and the traditional American way see it versus those that I'm not sure what the value system. You talk a lot in there about being a 50-50 person. Do you think it's that or is it something more?
I think it's some of that. I think it's also First of all, we're in an era where everything the left does or Democrats do at some way is a response to Trump, right? So there is a political lens involved. If Trump wants you to open, then you better stay closed, right? I mean, that's kind of the there's an element of that. But I think it's also it does have to do with worldview. The left will be happy to use instances of personal safety or personal health to use as overarching reasons to restrict certain things you can do in your life. And in this case, listen, it's a virus that we should respect, we should take seriously. But they're now saying things like we need to have a vaccine before we can open up. Well, there's you know, we may never even have that. So I think they have blinders to where our freedoms come from, which is because they're not reading the Declaration of the Constitution or internalizing them. You heard Phil Murphy say the Bill of Rights was above his pay grade.
Yes.
That's how they look at it. So they're happy to have the complete control, and they don't want to let it go.
Here's the shocking thing in the book, and I was reading this last night, went back and read it. Two parts for you. And listeners remember when you came on due to your military service and the group that you were involved in, and gradually, I guess you were a contributor, so you ascended to Fox and Friends and Fox Nation, where you're real, you fit that beautifully, Fox Nation. But Pete, you talked about being somebody who was a poster boy for the Republican establishment at one point. I never saw that in you. And also somebody that was almost a never Trumper. That shocked me when I'm reading that last night.
It's meant to shock people. That's the first sentence of the second chapter is, "Hi, my name is Pete Hegseth, and I was almost a never Trumper, almost a confessional."
Yes.
And those two statements are true. And the reason is because I, like a lot of people, I want to relate to people. Not everybody saw what Trump represented when he came down that escalator. God bless the people that did. My wife did. Some people did. You know, they're all in on day one. I just didn't get it because I didn't get the consequence of our moment, how far the left had gone, and how detached the traditional Republican Party had come from regular people who saw it as driven by corporate interests and effectively, you know, think tanks and views that were made sense on a white paper, but they didn't actually make people's lives better on the ground. And so Donald Trump ran on a totally different message opposed to that establishment view, and I didn't get it at first. So if you read the book, it goes through my Trump conversion moment, or a couple of them actually, and then once the light bulb went off about the moment we're in and what he represents, then I became, you might say, converted. And converts are oftentimes the most zealous of followers, and that's certainly what I am today.
Well, you know, and it takes a lot, Pete, because, you know, some people would, because I don't remember what you did or what you didn't do then. You could have obviously been a bit dishonest or soft-pedaled this and said, well, I was vaguely pro-Trump, but I wasn't all in until later. Instead, you talked about, honestly, it impressed me to read that, and I think it makes it more dramatic what you're doing now and the ability to see what Trump is all about. It comes through even better. I wanted to ask you this, though, because you do go through in the book Texas Omar versus the Somali Omar.
Yeah.
Which was quite a device here. And I guess, you know, one of the most meaningful words in the world to me, when I have someone who expresses gratitude, who is someone I see as a grateful person, I will go all out. Or on the other hand, an ingrate like Omar, it's the worst human quality to have, not to have gratitude for what you've been given.
Hey, amen. I mean, that sums up that section.
I love that section. Yeah.
It is, you know, Texas Omar came from Samarra, Iraq, where I served with him and his family. He's actually, as I mentioned, he's kind of a combination of two brothers, Omar and Bakr, and their father, Mr. Assad. And they fought against Al-Qaeda, and I got them to this country years later, and they have thrived down in Texas, embraced America, made it, you know, they are 100% Americans. They're like, you know, that was our life before. We are in the land of promise. We are so grateful for all the opportunities. You know, he's the number one salesman 6 months in a row at his Acura dealership down in Houston, Texas. Like, he's crushing it. Yeah, they're doing amazing things. here in the States, and they're grateful for it. And you just, and that's why I call him Texas Omar. Somali Omar, Ilhan Omar, never loses the title Somali Omar because she is because she is the definition of a 1% or a 0% American, as I talk about it. Just everything is a grievance with our country. Everything is wrong, and we're the bad guys. And now she's, you know, yet look at what, in the book, I break down some of what the state of Minnesota and the country did for her and her family. And yet she turns around and says that America is an evil place. And I think that that sums up what being an American means. They're both Muslims. They're both, you know, this is not an Islamophobic thing. This is an American thing. And that's what I wanted to come through.
It was a very good device. It really carried the point. So let me ask you, we got into some of the opening chapters. What's your favorite chapter here in this book, Pete? What is it that you really had an insight that you want people to read out of the whole book?
Oh, boy. You know, I obviously the overarching argument is what people I want people to take away. But I like chapter 10. It's about elitism and the poison of political correctness because, you know, I've for reasons that were probably – for reasons that were selfish slash desiring in status, right? I was so happy to go to Princeton and to Harvard. That's great. They're fine. They used to be good educational places. But when once you're there, you see what the full-on agenda is, and they're producing future leaders who are leftists and who look down at all us regular folks. And they do. And they really do. They condescend. And that translates into the poison of political correctness and elitism that they use to try to control the discussion and the debate. What's acceptable? What is it? Who gets marginalized? Who gets elevated? And that's part of the reason they hate Trump so much is that he crashed their party. He sort of was in their group, right? And now he's with the deplorables and calling them out on Twitter, and they can't handle that. So I enjoyed writing that chapter because I've been waiting and wanting to express it. But ultimately, I hope folks enjoy all of them.
Absolutely. Pete Hegseth with us, the book American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. So people can see you on Fox Nation. I think you have some big interviews coming up. Is that the mode, the mentality where they might see you on TV talking about the book?
Yeah, both. I mean, about the book, yes. I mean, we continue to do stuff on Fox Nation, and I'm beyond grateful for that platform because I can explore things that I'm really passionate about in a little bit more depth and, you know, without 3.5-minute segments and a commercial break. But otherwise, yeah, I'm hosting on the weekends and absolutely love Fox and Friends, and that's where folks can find me.
Well, Pete, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope we see you back at the gym again. That was a great report.
I hope so, too. We're going to stay on it. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.